We read in today's Aliyah about Yosef's two children, Menashe and Ephraim, born to him from his wife, Osnat bat Potiphera Kohen On. What's interesting is that the Torah emphasizes when the children were born. Uli Yosef yulad shnei vanim, b'terem tavo shnat ha'ra'av, before the coming of the years of famine. Rashi quotes the Gemara in Ta'anit that explains the significance of this. Mikan she'asur le'adam l'shamesh midato b'shnei re'avon. From here we see that it's usur for a person to have relations during years of famine. The Baal HaTurim quotes the broader significance of this in his Pirush to the Pasuk, here, Bereshit Perek Mem Aleph Pasuk Nun, by linking it to another Pasuk that begins with the same word as this Pasuk. This Pasuk begins, Uli Yosef Yulaj Nevanim, and we find in the Brachot of Moshe Rabbeinu in Parshat Vezot HaBracha, Uli Yosef Amar, Mivurechet Yeartzo, Mivurechet Hashem Artzo, excuse me. Meaning, both Psukim begin Uli Yosef, the Baal Turim says they're linked. What's the significance of the linkage? The Baal Turim says, we see from here, Kol HaMeshatef Atzmo Im HaTzibur B'Tzaratam, Zochev Ro'eh B'Nechamat HaTzibur. Anyone who feels the pain of the Tzibur and acts out that pain while the Tzibur is suffering will one day see the Nechama of that Tzibur as well. Meaning, when the Aretz was a time of famine, Yosef, even though he was in the king's palace, felt that pain and therefore refrained from relations. Because of that, his Aretz eventually is blessed by Hashem. On a deeper level, we see the notion of a person can feel the simcha and the relief of a tzibur when they felt the pain of the tzibur while they were suffering. We see this concept, of course, in a very similar way in reference to Yosef a few psukim later in that bracha of Moshe. We read Pasuk Yud Gimel, Yosef Amar Mevorechet Hashem Artzo. In Pasuk Tet Zayin it says, Umimeged Eretz Umloa V'Ritzon Shochni Snet V'Ata L'Rosh Yosef U'Lekokod Nezirachav U'Ritzon Shochni Snet. God is described as the one who resides in the bush. Why is he referred to this way? Well, of course, we remember Rashi quoting Chazal, the explanation as to why God appeared to Moshe in the form of a burning bush. Because the Jewish people were suffering, God appeared in the form of a prickly bush, thorny bush, Mishum Imo Anochi Betzara, because God himself showed that he was suffering together with the Jewish people. Yosef emulated God by showing this suffering as well. Eventually, he's Zoche, Mevorechet Hashem Artzo, because of the Ritzon Shochni Set Sne. When we feel the pain of God's people, God identifies with us and helps us feel the comfort as well. May we be Zoche to do so.